Yeshaya Perek Mem Gimel, Pasuk Chof Aleph. This is the Haftorah for Parshas Vayikra. Vayikra, Sefer Vayikra, we know talks about the Karbanos, all the sacrifices brought in the Beis HaMikdash, and all the laws of the Kohanim. So this Haftorah will discuss Karbanos, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that I don't need your karbanos. You didn't serve me properly with the karbanos. And we'll see later on, there'll be a call in the next perek Mem Dalid, to do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants us to return to Him. Tshuva Elai Ki Galticha. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. That's in Perek Mem Dalid, Pasuk Chaf Beis. Previously, the Navi discussed how HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about all the world events that will be gathered in from all over the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to create a new world. The deserts will now have a path that will be able to return to Eretz Yisrael. There'll be water in the dry deserts. And in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, all of this is being done for Amzu Yotzarti Li. Amzu Yotzarti Li, this people that I've created, I've fashioned for myself. Tilosi Yisaperu, that they may declare my praise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done everything that Klal Yisrael should be the ones to see the greatness of Hashem and to praise Him. But the Navi continues, V'lo osi korosa Yaakov, but you did not call out to me, Yaakov. You didn't call to Hashem, ki agata bi Yisrael, for you grew weary of me, Yisrael. You were tired, you were exhausted. You didn't, ki agata bi Yisrael, you became weary with serving me. So everything is being orchestrated for the benefit of Klal Yisrael, this Amzu, this nation that I've fashioned for myself, and yet Klal Yisrael didn't call out to Hashem. They called out to the idols, they turned to other forces to help them, and they didn't turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and rely on Hashem. The Dubna Magid has a mashal to this concept. He says, imagine if a person tells another, I have a package, something I'd like you to bring down the block. Just stop by, it's by the door, come to my house, it's by the door, and you'll take the package down the block. So his friend acquiesces, and he comes and he sees near the doorway there's a large suitcase, and he starts carrying it, it's so heavy. And he's carrying it, he's struggling with it, he can barely tolerate that load. And he finally delivers it to his destination, he comes back, and he says, you told me there was a package by the door, but that suitcase was really too much for one person to carry. And his friend says, what do you mean the suitcase? There was a little envelope by the door. It was an envelope I asked you to bring down the block. It was no big suitcase. You took the wrong package. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to give a purpose and an enjoyment of this world. A person, Tilosi Yisaperu, I've created Klal Yisrael to tell over the praises of Hashem. They should be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like us to use this world and enjoy it in order to serve Hashem. It should be used to give us the ultimate enjoyment of closeness to Hashem. And yet, it didn't work. It didn't work the way it should. We took the wrong package. V'lo osi korosa Yaakov. You're obviously not calling out to me, Yaakov. Ki agata bi Yisrael, because you're weary with me. If you find Avodas Hashem weary and tiring, it shows that something's wrong. This is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended. It can be tiring sometimes, but there's an enjoyment. Sometimes a person has a project and he's working on it and he's putting on all his labor, but there's a feeling of satisfaction. There's an enjoyment in doing it with all of the difficulty, but it brings a simcha and a fulfillment. But if I've created you to say my praises and it's not, then v'lo osi korosa Yaakov, it must mean that you're not calling out to me. Ki agat to be Yisrael. If you become weary, you're obviously not doing the avodas Hashem as Hashem wants. I was thinking it could be the Mefarshim we've mentioned a number of times here also. Yaakov is Klal Yisrael on a lower level, and Yisrael is referring to Klal Yisrael on their high madrega. It's been said over, I believe I've heard it, in the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein, but he said that a lot of the Jews lost their connection to Torah and Yiddishkeit when they first came to America, because the parents came to America and very often they were Shomer Torah, mitzvahs, they kept the Torah, but they would say, es ist schwer zu sein a Yid, it's difficult to be a Jew. So, and they kept the Torah and they did everything they had to do, but the message was, es ist schwer zu sein a Yid, it's difficult. Every week, it was a 7-day work week. If they took off for Shabbos, the next week they had no job. Saturday was a regular work day. And they felt it was just difficult. They did it, but it was difficult. And that's what caused the younger generation to say, why do we need the difficulty for? They assimilated and they gave it all up and they felt they'd have a happier life. If so, we could explain the pasuk. V'lo osi korosa Yaakov. Those on the low level, those the Yaakov, v'lo osi korosa. They don't even call out to Hashem. They're not interested in Yiddishkeit. V'lo osi korosa. They don't call out to me. And the reason is, Ki Ogata be Yisrael, the great ones, the Yisrael, who do call out to Hashem, and they do the Torah and the mitzvahs. But if they get weary, they find it exhausting. Ki Ogata be Yisrael, if they find it wearisome, that causes the younger ones, those on the lower level, just to give it up. Lo osi karosa, that they don't call out to Hashem anymore. It's an important lesson that things may be difficult, but you have to keep a positive, joyous, and try to bring that simcha in avodas Hashem in order to that it should have a kiyum, that the fulfillment of Torah should continue. But the Novi continues, I've created Klal Yisrael to sing my praise, and yet they're not calling out to me, because lo hevesa li se'olo secha, you did not bring me sheep for your olo secha, the korban ola, the elevation offering, the korban that's brought totally on the mizbeach. You didn't bring it to me. Rashi says you brought it to avodah zara. They worshipped the idols. The Metzudas says Yeshaya Hanavi said nevuah during the span of a number of kings: Uzziah, Yosam, Ochaz, and Chizkiyahu. During the times of Ochaz, they locked the doors of the Beis HaMikdash, and there was a point in which they didn't bring korbanos. And Hashem says, V'lo hevesa li se'olo secha, you didn't bring me the sheep for your korban olos. Uzvachecha lo chibadetoni, and you didn't honor me with your zavachim. Those are the shlomim, the other korbanos. Lo hevadeticha b'mincha, I didn't burden you with bringing a mincha. A mincha is the flower offering. V'lo hogaticha bilvona, and I didn't weary you with the frankincense, the lavona that was brought with the mincha. On the mincha they placed lavona, but I didn't weary you with bringing the lavona. Rashi says, Lo hevadeticha, I didn't burden you Avoda Rabba, it's not a big job, but a difficult thing to bring a mincha. Koimetz Mad, Oilu L'Gavoya. It's brought, it's an offering of flour and oil, and the Kohen takes a kmitza, which is three fingers folded over the palm. It's less than a fistful. He brings a komets from the mincha, and that's what went on the Mizbeach, and that was it. It wasn't a burden. V'loho gaticha bilvona, and the lavona also, which was brought with the mincha, doesn't make anyone weary. The Malbim explains an avoda is a malacha that's difficult. That's called an avoda. And if you do it a lot, that causes yegia. That causes weariness. A mincha is not difficult. And the fact that Hashem says with the mincha, not just the komates, but also the levona has to be brought, but that doesn't make you weary. The whole thing is easy. The mincha is easy, and the levona is not difficult to add on. So Hashem says, the korbanos, there were times that you didn't bring. You didn't honor me with your korbanos. In the mincha, the levona is very easy. Lo konisa li vakesef kone. You didn't spend money buying me kone. Is a fragrant cane. It's one of the ingredients that are used in the ketores, in the incense. But it didn't cost you money. It was very common in Eretz Yisrael, and it grew, it was local, it didn't have to be imported from far away. You didn't satiate me with the fat of your offerings. But Hashem says, what you did give me, you gave me a job instead of giving me the nachas, instead of giving me the enjoyment and the pleasure that you're doing what I want, what you gave me was, Ach hevaratani b'chatusecha. You burdened me with your sins. I didn't make it difficult for you, but you made kaviyochol as if it's, the concept is obviously nothing's difficult for Hashem, but for us to understand that it's as if Hashem says you made it, you burdened me with your sins, hogatani b'avonosecha. You wearied me with your avonos, your iniquities. Those are averas that are done with intent. It's a worse avera than a chatos. The Ramban mentions, in we've discussed it before, when he discusses korbanos, the purpose of the korbanos, that korbanos are intended not just to show our that we do not believe in idolatry. The Rambam had mentioned that the nations of the world worship these animals, the cow and the sheep and the goats, they were worshipped. And we use that to bring to Hashem. And we show it doesn't have any power of its own. But the Ramban explains that korbanos are deeper than that. The korbanos create some type of force in the olamos elyonim, in the upper worlds. It becomes a nachas ruach. It gives a fragrance, a reach nichoach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it brings a certain benefit to the world through the process of korbanos. Rav Yonasan Eibshitz says in his Sefer Avos Yonasan, Lo hevesa li se olosecha. What the Navi is saying, you didn't bring your korbanos li for me. His words li daika. There's a stress on the word. You didn't bring it for me. Dalo bishvilecha. You brought korbanos for your good. Ulahana oscha for your benefit. Ulatovoscha for your good. Hevesa. And you didn't bring it l'shem Hashem. The Ramban had explained on Ishe reach nichoach l'Hashem. V'hazvicha l'shem Hashem levado. When somebody brings a korban, he's supposed to bring it for Hashem alone. Shlo yiskavein l'dover acher ba'olam. He doesn't have a kavana for anything else in the world. Rak l'shem Hashem levado, only for Hashem. And the kavona is gotta be for Hashem alone. Lo yichavin hamakriv lo yal b'machshavto rak l'shem hamiyuchod. And he stresses that the korban imtasa ola l'Hashem ta'alena. If you're gonna do an ola, bring it up to Hashem. The Navi is stressing when you bring a korban is supposed to create that closeness, korev, to draw near to Hashem. If the purpose of a korban is to create a closeness to Hashem, it has to be done for Hashem. Lo heveso li se'olo secha. We could even explain that perhaps you did bring the korbanos, but your motives were for your own benefit. You didn't bring it for me. What you did for me is you gave me the burden of hevadatani b'chatosecha. You burdened me with your sins. Hogatani b'avonosecha. You wearied me with tolerating your avonos. One explanation is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to tolerate our sins, and that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds difficult. That's what he's getting from us. There's another explanation. The Gemara says in Chagiga on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, it says Yecheskel saw a vision of the Shekhinah. He saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was coming. There was a Ruach Sa'ara Ba'a Min Hatzafon, a storm wind coming from the north. So the Gemara is asking, why is it coming to the north? Coming from the north. Laheichan Azal. Where did the Shekhinah go? He sees the storm wind from the north. Where is it going? Amrav Yehuda Marav, Shahalach Lichbosh as Kol Ha'olam Kulo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had gone to conquer the whole world. Tachas Nebuchadnezzar HaRosha, under the control of Nebuchadnezzar HaRosha. That Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Bavel, and Hashem had gone to the north, to Bavel, to make Nebuchadnezzar a king. And then he came from the north. The way the Marsha discusses it, it's sort of coming from the north. The Rashi over here he finds difficult to explain. But he went to the north to give power to Nebuchadnezzar. And he's coming from the north to bring the whole world under Nebuchadnezzar's reign. V'chol kach lama. And why did Hashem do this? Shlo yomru umos ha'olam. That the nations of the world shouldn't say, Biad umos shfeilo, Moser ha'kosh baruch hu esbonov. That Hashem gave over His children into the control of a lowly nation. If there's a nation that's going to control Klal Yisrael, they have to become a great nation. So Bavel is going to be destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Bavel is going to exile the Jewish nation. Before that happens, Hashem went to the north, went to the give Nebuchadnezzar control over the world. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Migoram li she'eya shamash la'ovde psilim. What caused me to become the shamash, the server, the attendant for all the idolaters? Avonoseim shel Yisrael hein gormuli. It's the sins of Klal Yisrael that caused it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when you do an aveira, when there's a chatos, when there's an avon, there's all the different sins, that's going to cause the goyim to have the upper hand. They're going to have to exile the Jews. They're going to have to punish. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give us over to a nation that's lowly and that's not prominent. So there's a rule that kol ha'meitzer li Yisrael nasa rosh. Anybody that causes suffering to Klal Yisrael will become a leader. So any nation that causes, you look in the papers, anyone who's causing problems for Klal Yisrael will make the headlines. They'll become prominent, they'll become the talk of the world. They'll become a leader in a sense that Klal Yisrael only suffers through a nation that's Hashem makes great, makes influential. So Hashem says, Achevaratani b'chatosecha, you burdened me with your chatos, with your sins. Hogatani, you made me weary, b'avonosecha, with your iniquities, that because of your behavior, because of your averos, I have a major job. I'm going to go to the north, and I'm going to make Nebuchadnezzar a powerful world empire. So I'm going to turn the whole world upside down to take this nation of Bavel and to make them powerful in order that they can bring the Churban. That's what HaKadosh Baruch, that's what Klal Yisrael causes. That it causes the whole world upheaval in order to punish Klal Yisrael because of their averos. So Hashem says, the Karbonos are not difficult. And as we saw, some of Farshim learned, they weren't even done. They were done for idols. There were times when they weren't brought at all. But the Karbonos, in general, were not difficult. They didn't cost a lot of money. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I made it easy for you, but you made it difficult, kaviyachal, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, Anochi, Anochi, it's I, it's I. It's I who wipes away your pishaim lemani for my sake. The truth is, the averus for which we bring a carbon, a chatos, are the averus that a person does bishogeg, a person did unwillingly. Most of the sins that require an avera are bishogeg. Most of them are unintentional. Is what requires a carbon. A pesha is the worst of the averus. It's worse than a someone who's chote, who sins unwillingly, b'shogeg, he didn't unintentionally. It's worse than an ovon that's done on purpose. But there's a pesha. Sometimes a person rebels and he shows his rebellion against Hashem by doing an action, and yet Hashem says, Anochi, Anochi, it's I, who mochef ishoech alamani, that I'll erase even your pishoim, even your rebellious sins, lamani, for my own sake, for my own reason. Not that you bring a korban and then because of the korban Hashem forgives, but Hashem says, I'll forgive even a pesha, and even without the korban. V'chatosech alo ezkar, and your chatos, the sins that you've done, lo eskar, they won't be mentioned. They won't be mentioned at all. Hazkireni. And now it gives a mashal, like one person talking to another. He says, Hazkireni, remind me. Let's discuss. If you feel that Hashem hasn't done enough for Klal Yisrael, that we are really deserving of more, Haskireni. So Hashem says, remind me. Nishofta yachad. Let us go together for judgment. Let's discuss this. How did you, we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how we acted and how Hashem acted. Sapirata. Tell your side first. Leman titztok. In order that you'll be vindicated, you'll be proven to be correct. And Hashem says, very often, as the Matsuda says, when two people present an argument, the first one to speak is able to convince the listeners to his point of view. And then the second person doesn't even get a full hearing. Hashem says, Saperata, you should tell over your argument first, Laman Titztok, because the truth is I'd like you to be correct. I'd like you to be vindicated. I'd like you to show that you really deserve more. The problem is, the reality is not so. Hashem says, I've done for you, and Klal Yisrael hasn't lived up to its role and lived up to its responsibilities. But Hazkireni, remind me, let's discuss this. Avicha Harishon Chata. Your first ancestor, your first father, Chata, sinned. And there's many explanations in the Meforshim. Who is this Avicha HaRishon? Who's the first father? Some learn the first ancestor, the first one is referring to Adam HaRishon. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man with limitless potential. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that man could have been Ani Amarti Elohim Atem Uvnei Elyon Kulchem. Hashem says you could have been like the angels. Man had an opportunity for perfection. And Avicha Rishon Chata. But your first ancestor sinned. Adam Rishon sinned by eating the Eitz Hadas. And certainly, as the generations go on, and we're not created exclusively by Hashem like Adam was. Adam Rishon was created kaviyocho with directly by God. Batosha salai kapecho, with like the hands kaviyocho of Hashem fashioned Adam. We're not that way. We shlusha shut from yesh ba'adam. We have a father, we have a mother, and of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if Adam Harishon sinned, where does that leave us? As the generations go on and we're not made directly by Hashem, certainly we're full of avon, we're full of sin. Avicha Rishon Chata, other Meforshim learn, Avicha Rishon is Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu also wasn't perfect, and there were certain things that he did that were held against him. He said, "Bamoeda, how do I know that I'll get Eretz Yisrael?" The Ibn Ezra learns, which is surprising, that he's called a father, an ancestor, but the first king of the Malchei Yisrael, when there was a split after Shlomo HaMelech died, the monarchy in the Jewish nation split to the northern kingdom and the kingdom of Yehuda. The northern kingdom had a king, Yeravam ben Nevat. And he sinned, and he was afraid that the people under him would turn to Yerushalayim, would consider the king of Yehuda the main king when they came to be Ola Rega, when they would come to the Beis HaMikdash. And he instituted idols. Avicha Rishon Chata, your first sin, your king sinned. So the Ibn Ezra says, who Yeravam? It's referring to Yeravam ben Nevat. But your ancestors, and the Malbim learns in general, Avicha just means your ancestors. Avicha Rishon Chata, the earlier generation sinned. Umlitzecha Pashubi. And then you had your melitz. A melitz is somebody that's an advocate. Somebody that will work on his behalf. And we have kohanim, we have those that represent the people to bring the Ratzon Hashem. Even the melitzecha, the advocates, poshubi, they also betrayed Hashem. V'achalel sorei kodesh. Therefore I've profaned the holy princes. It could be the Sorei Kodesh here is referring to these melitzim, these advocates, the Kohanim. They're the Sorei Kodesh, the holy princes, I've desecrated. Ve'etno l'cheirem Yaakov. I handed over Yaakov to devastation, v'Yisrael l'gidufim, and Yisrael to rebukes. Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch had a son, Rav Mendel, who wrote a sefer on the Haftorahs. And I saw that he has a comment on this pasuk. It's referring to Klal Yisrael. Hashem says, you didn't serve me with the karbonos. What you did was averos. And Klal Yisrael ends up in Golos. V'achalel sorei kodesh. The holy officers are desecrated. And we end up in Golos. The word cheirem, we find elsewhere in Tanakh, can mean a net. Asher mitzodim v'charomim liba. You find the evil woman is like a snare, a trap, that she catches those that are attracted to her. But a cheira means, and there's other psukim, that a cheira means a net. Klal Yisrael in Golus is ve'etno l'cheirem Yaakov. We live among the nations of the world, we're in exile, we're scattered all over. And yet Klal Yisrael, Yaakov, when Yaakov is on their low level, Yaakov meaning the low of Yaakov, they're like they're in a net. They're separated, they're ostracized, they're shunned. Like society says the Jews are different, they're put in the ghetto, either literally or in a figurative sense, depending on the situation of the society. Yaakov is in a cherem, is in a net, that they're separated from the others. The Yisrael Gidufim, in Yisrael, the greatness of Klal Yisrael, the greatest tzaddikim, the Torah, the mitzvahs, the high, the greatness of Klal Yisrael is the Gidufim. It's a source of rebuke, and people degrade it. And as the greatness of Klal Yisrael, people will question the greatness of Klal Yisrael, their philanthropy and their charity and their goodness and their what they contribute to the world and the benefits that everyone gets from us. And the Yisrael, the fact that Klal Yisrael is the moral people, all of these basic knowledge that people know is the Yisrael. And yet in Golus, it's the Gidufim, there's rebuke, and they're scorned, and the nations of the world will speak about the Jews like they're the lowest. And now we're in Golus. Perek Mem Dalet. Va'ata Shema Yaakov Avdi. But hear now, Yaakov Avdi, Yaakov my servant. V'Yisrael Bacharti Bo, and Yisrael whom I have chosen. Hashem says, listen to us, whether we're at a point of Yaakov and we're the low level, but we're Yaakov Avdi. Hashem says, you're still my servant. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us when we're in Golus. And there's the Yisrael Bacharti Bo. Hashem says, I've chosen you as Yisrael. Klal Yisrael will once again have their greatness and the Geula will come. Hashem is with us in the Golus and He'll bring the Geula. Ko Amar Hashem Osecha. So says Hashem, Osecha, who made you. Ose means to make something, to complete it. Before that comes the point of Yotzercha Mibeten, and to fashion you from the womb. First you're Yotzer, you create what you're making, and then you're Ose, you complete it. Who Oscha? By Chonenecha, first he's Ose, he completes it, and then he establishes it, is the third level. Yazreka, that Hashem says, Yazreka, who will help you? That Hashem helps us after he's made us. But Hashem says, I'm with you every step of the way. Yotzercha mibeten, I fashion you from the womb. Osecha, and I'm the one who completes you, who makes you. And v'yazreka, and then Hashem says, who will help you? So Hashem is with us from the beginning, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us as His servant with a potential to bring out what Hashem wants from this world. And what does Hashem say? Al tira avdi Yaakov. Don't be afraid, my servant Yaakov. V'yishurun bacharti bo, in Yishurun, whom I have chosen. Yishurun is a name for the Jewish nation from the word yoshar, to be straight. And one of the greatest milas that a person can have, one of the greatest attributes, is that he's a straight person. Elokim osa es ha'odom yoshar. A person is made with a conscience, a knowledge of doing what's straight. And very often he gets crooked and he becomes conniving. But v'yishurun b'charti bo, there are Yisrael who's in the state of Yishurun, who keeps that pristine condition that they're straight, I've chosen them. And don't be afraid, because you might be in Golos. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to inspire you and I'll give you the means of growing in your ruchnius, in your spirituality. Kietzak mayim al tzomei. Just like when I pour water on the thirsty land, but tzomei implies that there's something growing, something that needs the water, that's thirsty. But when Hashem pours the water on the thirsty land that needs water to grow, V'nozlimal yabosha. The flowing water goes on the dry ground around it. Even if it's not summy, it's not thirsty, it's just dry land that doesn't need water, that's just dry. But when you pour water al tzameh, when water's poured on the vegetation that's thirsty, it'll be nozlim al yabosha. It flows and it covers the surrounding area that's just dry, without plants. That's the way it's going to be. Etzok ruchi al zarecha. I'll pour my spirit on your offspring. And zarecha implies the older children. Ubirchosi and my blessing, al tzeetzoecha, on your progeny. But tzeetzoecha implies the young children. That's what the Malbim says. Zera, zarecha, is the bonim gedolim. And tzeetzoim is the yolodim ketanim, the young ones. In Golus, there'll be those who will be the chashuvim, the important ones, those that have grown in their service of Hashem. And they'll be able to experience etzok ruchi al zarecha. Hashem's spirit will be poured al zarecha on your older ones, your greater ones, like the older children, the bonim gedolim. Your great ones will merit the spirit of Hashem. Uvirchosi al tzetzoecha. And then even the tzetzoim, the small ones, the young ones, who haven't reached that level, they'll also receive the hashpah, this influence, the spirit from Hashem. In order to be zoche, to have nevuah, to have ruach hakodesh, a person needs to perfect himself. But Hashem says, in the zechus of the zarecha, the bracha will spread to everyone, to the tzetzoecha also. V'tzamchu bevein chotzir. They'll flourish among the grass. Karovim al yivlei moyim. Like the willows by streams of water. The chotzir, the grass, has two chesronos, two deficiencies. First of all, the grass is very, doesn't have that much strength to it. It's so thin and fragile. It goes without rain and it dries up. A large tree can go for a long time without rain because it has water and the roots reach and it's able to go without a rainfall. A tree can go for a long time. But grass can't. Grass dries up very quickly. Also, the chatzir, this grass, grows in a dry place. Very often it's in a field where it's you don't have water. It's just in a field and very often it's dry. An arava tree by the water has its water source there. So the tree itself is stronger and can go without water. In addition, happens to be by the water. V'tzamchu bevein chotzer. Klal Yisrael. That as weak as they are in Golus, and they're surrounded, they're planted next in the land of the Goyim, that's like being among the grass, that's dry, that has no, it itself is weak, and it's not in a place that is conducive to prophecy. Chutz La'aretz doesn't have the holiness of our land. And v'tzamchu bevein chotzer, among the nations of the world, in Golus, among the grass, they'll sprout. Klal Yisrael will grow and will sprout among the grass. Karovim al yivle moyim, as if they'd be the mighty trees, the willow trees. Al yivle moyim, by streams of water, as if they'd be in Eretz Yisrael, which is a land that's conducive for a ruach hakodesh, for a spirit of Hashem, and yet, in Golos, Klal Yisrael will be able to grow and develop in their ruchnias, as if they would be in Eretz Yisrael. And this influence of ruchnias, this holiness that will grow among Klal Yisrael, will find its way among different groups among the people. Zeyomar Lashem Oni. This one will say, I am Hashem's. V'zei yikro b'shem Yaakov. The other one will call himself by the name of Yaakov. V'zei yichtov yodol Hashem. Another one will sign his allegiance Yichtov Yodo, he'll write with his hand, LaHashem, that I'm, my allegiance is for Hashem. Uvishem Yisrael Yechana, and he'll adopt the name of Yisrael. Who these different groups are, there's different explanations. Rashi says, Ze Yomer LaHashem Ani, is Elu Tzadikim Gemurim. There are tzaddikim who are so complete and so great. Ze yomer LaHashem ani. He can declare, I am completely for Hashem. That's referring to the great tzaddikim. Ve'ze yikra b'shem Yaakov. And there are others who can't tell you that they're living their life and their whole purpose is for Hashem. But you know what? They're part of the Jewish nation. I'm a Jew. Ve'ze yikra b'shem Yaakov. He'll call himself by the name of Yaakov. And Yaakov is Klal Yisrael on the low level. The Mephorshim says, could be that their fathers were Rishoyim. Their fathers were wicked. But they're different. He calls himself B'Shem Yaakov. Yaakov denotes that struggle of Klal Yisrael, B'yado Achezas Ba'kev Esav, but not the victorious struggle of Yisrael. But Yaakov, he's coming from a Russia. His father was a Russia. And yet he'll become Yaakov. That's his level in serving Hashem. V'zei yichtov yodol Hashem. And then there are those who are even on a lower level. Not only were their fathers wicked, they themselves lived a wrong life. And now they're doing tshuva. Elu balei tshuva. And it's like somebody who puts his signature to a document that he's committing himself. He signs the paper that I agree with whatever it says here. This Balei Tshuva lived his life and now he signs his name. Zayichtov Yodol Hashem. I'm signing that from now I'm making a commitment that I'm now going to serve Hashem. And then there's a last group, the lowest group on the strata of the Jewish nation. Uvishem Yisrael Yechana. Rashi says, Elu HaGeirim. It's talking about people who weren't even born Jewish. But he says, I would like to be called. I'm adopting the name Yisrael. Uvishem Yisrael Yechana. That I'm taking the name Yisrael, that now I'm going to be a Jew. The Malbim learns the other way around. That it's going from the lowest madrega to the highest. Zayomer LaHashem ani. There'll be goyim. That when we're in Golus, there'll be goyim who will recognize Hashem. And they will say, that's it. We're not going to worship idols anymore. LaHashem. We're going to serve Hashem. The next group, Vizay Yikro B'Shem Yaakov. That's referring to Klal Yisrael. And they're Yaakov. They keep the Mesorah, the way their ancestors lived. Yaakov, on the simple level of a Jew. That's the next group. V'zei yichtov yodol Hashem. And then there are tzaddikim who can sign that they put it in writing that their whole thing is for Hashem. It's like somebody who signs a document that he's giving over whatever he produces. He's Makdish Maisa Yodov Lo Sehem. That whatever I produce is for you. And I put the sign that. Ze Yichtov Yodo Lashem. He writes down that whatever he does in life, whatever his yad, whatever his hand produces, he writes that it's all for Hashem. And those people of Hashem Yisrael Yechana, and Hashem says, that's Yisrael. I'm going to call you with the name of Yisrael to show how sincere and totally committed you are to me. But this is in Golos. In Golos, among the Goyim, there will be a influence. Hashem will pour out His Spirit and it will go on the great ones and from there spread to those on a lower madrega, and everyone will be in His group, but they'll all come to realize and to serve Hashem. Ko amar Hashem, Melech Yisrael v'goalo. So says Hashem, Melech Yisrael, the King of Yisrael, v'goalo. And Hashem says, the Redeemer, the one who will redeem us from Golus. Hashem Tzvokos, Hashem who's the Tzvokos, the master of all the Tzava, all the legions, everything in the world is controlled by Hashem. And Hashem says, Ani Rishon Vani Achron. Again, we're here in Golis, we're among all the idolaters, and we need this chizik not to believe in all of the nonsense and all the other beliefs of the nations. Ani Rishon Vani Achron. I am first and I am last. There's nothing that came before me. There's nothing that came after God. Hashem is eternal, is forever. Umi baladai ein Elohim. And there is no other power besides me. Ein od milvado. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always existed, and there is no other partner. There's nothing else with Hashem. Umi chamoni yikra. Who will declare that he's like me? V'yagideha. Let him proclaim it. V'yarcheholi. And set forth all the events. Let him place an erech, a value. Show how everything, an erech, a value, has to do with its relative worth. You place a value, this cost $5. So once you know it's $5, you can know, is it more or worth more or less than a different item? V'yarcheholi, let him show how everything in the world has a value and how it relates to everything else. Misumi am olam. From the time that I placed the world, the nations of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I've created a world. I'm first, there's no one else who created the world. And if you look at the world and you see how everything relates with each other, the food chain and the cycles and the way everything coexists and the balance of nature, there's obviously one controller who did everything. It's not like different worlds were created by different forces haphazardly. But there's no one who mikamoni yikra. Whoever is will declare he's like me, there's no one who can say he's like Hashem. V'yagideh v'yarcheoli, to say it over and arrange it, and referring to the arrangement of the world, misumi am olam, from my placement of people on the world. V'osios, and what's happening now. V'asher tavona, and what will happen. Yagidu lamu, let them say. Hashem says, the world in the past I created. What's happening now I control. And what's the future I can foretell. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu controlled. Ani Rishon v'ani Acharon. I'm first and last. Al tifchadu. Don't be afraid. Val tiru, and don't be terrified. Halo me'oz hishmaticha. From before, from me'oz, from way back, hishmaticha. I caused you to hear me. At Har Sinai, we saw the great revelation where the whole nation was there with the millions of people. And it says Hashem opened up the seven rakiyas, the skies and the skies above and the firmaments, all the levels. There's skies above the skies, the seven different levels of rakiya. And I opened them all up and Hashem, and they saw there is nothing else besides Hashem. Halo me'oz hishmaticha, from way back from Matan Torah, from the revelation of Sinai, hishmaticha, I caused you to hear me. V'higadati, and I told over. V'atem edo, you're my witnesses. Hayesh elokami balodai. Is there any other God besides me? V'ein sur. There's no strength, no rock. Bal yodoti. That I don't know. There is no other. Hayesh elokami balodai. There is no other partner. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only force. And there was nothing before, there's nothing later. V'ein tzur bal yodoti. There's no rock, there's no power besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll stop here. This is the end of the first part, referring to the first fallacy of the Avodah Zarah.